It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Mark Scherzer.
'Tis the season of miracles. This year, by cosmic design, Christmas and Hanukkah fall on the same day, and Christians and Jews will simultaneously celebrate a couple of Lollapaloozas. For Christians, the virgin birth. For Jews, the one day's supply of oil that provided light for 8 days. Could there be any more propitious time for the performance of another miracle, the one promised by none other than Robert F. Kennedy Jr., to make America healthy again? RFK, nominated to lead the Department of Health and Human Services, has promised to reverse the long downward slide in the health of the American people by questioning orthodox science, unleashing the power of alternative therapies such as nutraceuticals, and replacing vaccines with natural immunity. We at Turkana Farms couldn't be more overjoyed if we turn out to have a government fully committed to fundamental health, especially if it leads to a healthy market for our natural products. I sense some of you are skeptical about how likely that is to come about. You should consider the time-tested team of health promoters that's being assembled to do the job. Dr. Mehmet Oz, for example, has been nominated to head the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Dr. Oz seems to own substantial stock in Medicare Advantage providers and Medicare contractors with which his agency would negotiate, but he also has a long history of promoting health improvement, particularly weight loss products. When in 2012 on national TV he called raspberry ketone, then untested in human trials, a number one miracle in a bottle to burn your fat, store shelves emptied as consumers rushed to buy it. Raspberry ketone is a substance that can be derived from a number of sources that we grow right here on Turkana Farms. Raspberries, rhubarb, and maple, for example. I'm hoping raspberry ketone will soon be covered by Medicare drug plans, turning our raspberry and rhubarb plantings into patches of red gold. Dr. Jeanette Neshawat, designated to be Surgeon General, is no less devoted. By day, she's a medical director at CityMD. Off hours, the New York Times reports, she markets her own line of vitamin products through her personal website. The most prominent is called BC Boost. She doesn't identify the source of the vitamins she mixes, but I am confident our purslane crop, so rich in vitamin C, could serve as her mother lode. Now, some naysayers claim America's public health infrastructure is about to be taken over by an army of quacks, snake oil salesmen, and alchemists. Pay these Cassandras no mind, I say. Don't they know that one person's quack is another person's entrepreneur, and that entrepreneurship clearly represents the genius of our age? Don't they understand that change will reach far beyond just our public health infrastructure? Producers and promoters of alternative health products will be so broadly represented in the new administration that scrolling through the departments on the USA.gov website may soon resemble a stroll down the aisles at your local GNC store. Take diplomacy, for example. Mike Huckabee, the nominee for ambassador to Israel, has for the last few years been promoting Relaxium Sleep, a drug-free sleep aid. Does it work? I don't know. A class action lawsuit filed and then settled in 2022 alleged it should not have been advertised to be clinically proven. The NIH says evidence of the sleep-assisting effects of the main ingredient, valerian, is inconsistent. But what I do know is that valerian comes from the root of a non-native plant, now found growing in this region, and that another Relaxium plant ingredient, chamomile, is growing wild up by my barn. Someone, I'd say, has figured out how to make lemonade from lemons. And by the way, we at Turkana Farms have lots of lemons. Just as the Israeli point of view must be balanced with the Arab, Relaxium could be balanced in the new administration by Tantra Erotic Exotic, a classic refreshing drink that stimulates and refreshes you always and restores used up energy. It's not being marketed right now, But the New York Times says that this elixir that gives men and women the ultimate stimulating push was in the past produced by a Nigerian company associated with Trump's Arab Perspective Middle East advisor and Tiffany Trump's father-in-law, Massad Boulos. I've got my fingers crossed for a brand revival, so my various weeds with known aphrodisiacal qualities can find a new market. Sitting atop this pyramid of well-being, we have President-elect Trump himself, currently taking orders for his Fight, Fight, Fight brand of cologne. The men's cologne, his website crows, is a limited edition product, now back-ordered for February delivery, that embodies strength, power, and victory. It is, he says, crafted for those who stand tall. And while the website doesn't disclose the specific masculine aromas that comprise the cocktail, it informs us that this bold scent delivers rich, robust notes that leave a lasting impression. I know in my heart that this is a message from above. Twice a day, morning and evening, as I make the rounds from chicken coop to barn to compost heap, I encounter myriad bold scents that deliver rich, robust notes and leave a lasting impression. Boy, do they last, as they delicately meld on my boots, my jeans, my sweatshirt, and hat. A wholly intangible essence of the farm. And finally, there's a way to monetize it. I hear angels' voices beckoning me to be a supplier. Talk about turning water to wine. Mr. Trump's own product is clearly, from my perspective, the most miraculous of his administration, demonstrating precisely why he is the entrepreneur-in-chief. Starting in January, Americans are poised to sleep better, lose more weight, be more energetic, have more explosive orgasms, and smell more robustly. And we're all going to get rich by selling to each other the means to achieve these positive health outcomes. Even Turkana Farms could get profitable this way. I can practically smell it. Another miracle of the holidays. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy New Year to all.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.